Hey, folks. It's Sunday.
Yeah, slow day.
It is, kind of. You know, I just kind of got up and put up the matinee show, so I hope you guys are enjoying that. We have to think of something to review for the next matinee. I know there was, like, a lot of possibilities. We might review Kingdom, because we've been watching it, but I'm not sure if we're going to have it. If we're not sure if we're gonna be able to watch the whole entire thing,
like, yeah, by
the
for time matinee, I wouldn't do that for
yeah matinee. So we might do something else. Somebody recommended
do that Kurt Russell movie.
No, this is for the new movies.
For the new movies, yeah. Oh, for, it's gotta be a new movie.
Yeah,
okay, then shit, because we did reviews on all the new movies that we saw then.
Well, yeah, because yeah, that just that. Went up today. We have to do we'll it every, to we do it every
more,
week.
There's a lot more stuff up there we can
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, well, like I said, I wanted to do VFW because that's
for
rent on Xbox. Somebody recommended The Platform, which is on Netflix, which I think is 2019.
All right.
So it's kind of like a sci-fi. It's Spanish, I think, but it's like sci-fi horror type of thing.
Oh, I remember which one you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, because I kept seeing it like in the new.
Yeah.
Shit, so we might do that. And like I said, there was a couple other ones that we
wanted.
A
couple action movies. One guy said it wasn't any good, but you know, made me want to see it myself. That was the one where
was Guns Akimbo, yeah.
Guns Akimbo.
The one with
it looks like a good comedy to me. I mean,
well, we'll see how it goes. Like I said, it's, you know, people's taste in movies is subjective, so yeah. I might like it. You might like it. We'll just see.
Most movies do suck. I mean, that's just how it is. They do.
Well, I wouldn't even go that far. Like, I don't think most movies suck. It's just most movies are just kind of, like, mediocre.
I think most movies suck.
Like, you know what I mean? For something to suck, it has to be just like, oh, fuck this. You know what I mean? Whereas most of them, it's like, I can watch them, but then, like, I don't remember anything
about
them.
Well, most of them we don't even watch. I'm saying, you know.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So I'm counting the ones we don't watch, too. Most movies just suck.
Somebody told me.
You can go back to fucking 1987 and pick a random movie, and that shit's going to suck.
Well, yeah, like I said, that's just going back. Most movies that have been put out suck. It's just that, you know, that's the way it is. Most of everything that comes out sucks. Books, music, everything. But somebody told me, because I'd been seeing this movie, too. What the fuck is it called? Veritica? Vera something like that? And I had seen it. I don't remember if it's on Netflix or Shudder or something.
That's Glenn Danzig movie.
Yeah, and it's like, I didn't know that Glenn Danzig had anything to do with that. I said the only reason, because like the guy said the movie was really bad, and I said I suspected that it was bad because I saw Chris Stuckman, that he had done like a Hilariosity review on it.
Yeah.
Which usually he does. He only does those like if the movie's like really, really bad or like so bad it's good.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch the review, so I don't even know anything about the movie, but I didn't even know that Glenn Danzig had anything to do with that until somebody commented on the YouTube video. So it's like, well, shit, now I might have to watch it.
Still, I'm going to say that some of the best, some of the best fucking well done, low budget movies in the genres that we've like in the past couple years has been Mandy and Color Out of Space.
Yeah.
Now, some people didn't like Color Out of Space. They didn't think it worked, but I don't think they realized that the original story that it kind of came from kind of didn't work either. It kind of worked. It was just weird, you know?
It wasn't a real... I mean, it was a faithful adaptation, but they had to kind of... I mean, the story, even though the story is very short, the story takes place over a much longer time period, like several years. So, you know what I mean? So they had to add like a characters and they had to make it happen much quicker.
One guy that reviewed it said... I don't know if this is a genius movie or if it's just not any good. It's either one of the two. It's either really good or it's not any good.
That's usually the sign of a good movie, though.
Yeah, I think it was good.
When it's like two extremes of like, you're not really sure.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. Well, yeah, I did too.
I want to see that director do, what was it, Dunwich Horror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I kind of hope that he gets to do it. But like I said, it's, you know, if it's that Spectrevision production company.
Yeah.
If they get... You know, behind, I'm sure Elijah Wood has enough money to like
Nick Cage just fucking being crazy, just caging the fuck out.
I still can't believe you haven't seen Valley Girl. We really
haven't seen it.
No. You didn't see Wild at Heart either, the David Lynch movie. He's in that as well.
Yeah, I saw that one. That's the one where he would drink himself to death.
No, that's not a David Lynch movie.
Okay.
This one was the one where he had like that snakeskin jacket and he was like doing, he was like an Elvis fanboy.
Yeah.
And they were doing like a road trip and there was like a Wizard of Oz thing and everything. I love that movie, actually. I was going to buy it. On Blu-ray, but all of his movies are like really, really expensive.
I've seen some, you know, I saw comments from younger people. They just don't understand Nick Cage because they didn't grow up with him.
He's a crazy
person. Like, what happened to him? What happened to this man? That kind of shit. You know what I mean? I'm just like, it's fucking Nick Cage. You know, he was always just, he always played these, he's a weird guy who played weird characters. and put his own weird spin on characters.
He's kind of like Crispin Glover.
Yeah, kind of like Crispin
Glover.
Like a
slightly more mainstream version of Crispin
Glover. He's more masculine, more alpha male. I mean, he mans up.
Yeah, he's been in like action movies.
Crispin Glover doesn't really man up on shit. Yeah, he's just fucking crazy, you know. He's cool. I like him.
He's been crazy for a long time because I think people think, oh, nowadays that, you know, that's a new thing. I'm like, go back to the 80s and watch Vampires Kiss.
Yeah, he started off crazy.
And then get back to me.
He started off crazy. He lost all his fucking money.
Yeah.
So now he'll be in any movie.
He'll be in anything because he needs the money.
He needs the money. And he's kind of like freed. He's like been freed from the responsibility of being an actor. He didn't give a shit. So he acts crazy as fuck. And it works.
Well, and that's why people hire him.
That's why you hire him. If you need a dude to act fucking crazy.
Because they want some Cage
Dick
action.
Cage. Yeah. And I think the greatest masterpiece he was ever in was Mandy.
Because they just let him go full on in that one.
He's just...
And it works with the tone of the movie.
Imagine Nick Cage, caging the fuck out on really bad acid. And that's literal. He's on bad acid in the movie. It's fucking great, man. And he's the hero.
Yeah.
He's the hero of the movie. Yeah. And he's fucking on a quest for vengeance against evil.
What was that weird fucking... And now I can't even remember because he's been in so many movies that I thought we watched one like a few months ago on Netflix or something like that. And he wasn't super crazy and he was playing like a relatively normal role. Wasn't there something, it was like something to do with, was it incest? No. Was it the dog?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about? What the fuck was that movie?
Well, I think it did have something to do with incest in it.
Right? That's what
Didn't he play some bad guy who was kind of molesting his stepsister, or his stepdaughter?
See, that's
or
what I
making
it was
a move
like
on his
that.
Stepdaughter, and it was... It
but was, he didn't know it
but
was
then
his
it
daughter?
Turned out,
I don't remember.
Then it turned out his wife was trying to kill him. Didn't that sound familiar?
All I remembered was like I knew that there was like either underage or there was like incesty type of thing
going
on. I can't remember if he was the perpetrator, if he didn't know, or like I don't remember.
I was drinking, and it wasn't a very memorable. It wasn't a very memorable movie.
Yeah, I can't even remember the name of it.
It wasn't a bad movie; it just wasn't very memorable. At the time, I was going, "Man, this shit's a trip," but I forgot about it.
But I did too.
You were doing the same thing.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he'll be in anything.
Yeah, I enjoyed it while I was watching it, but I can't even remember the name of it.
And what's weird is that the movies that he's in, even though he'll be in anything, tend to be all right, at least all right.
Well, because I mean, that's the only he's really the only selling point for I mean, for example, he is the only reason that I would watch any of the fucking Left Behind movies.
Yeah. That was
why the hell would I watch any of those? Yeah.
Remember that he's the airline pilot.
Yeah,
that was almost like a modern day version of an Ed Wood movie.
That one, I feel like he almost just phoned it in out of spite.
Yeah, he did. He phoned that one in
because he probably didn't want to be in it. Because who the fuck
wants to be in that movie? He owed all that money.
Yeah, that's when he's like, "Hey, you want to be in this like apocalyptic end of the world Christian movie where everyone gets raptured?" He's like, "Yeah, I guess."
Yeah, I'll be in.
It would have been a lot better if he'd been like super crazy in it, though.
Yeah, they would probably wouldn't let him be crazy in it.
No, probably not. They're probably like, "Settle down, Nicholas."
They're like, "Settle down, dude." But it seems like some of the stuff he's in now, they've almost kind of have written the character around him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's got like such a distinctive acting style, let's call it that. You know what I mean? So I think nowadays he gets hired for that particularly. So that was like a really smart thing for him to do.
Yeah.
To just like lean into the weirdness and stuff. Like I said, just like he reminds me a lot of like Crispin Glover because Crispin Glover, he just does like weird shit and he does like all these fucking weird roles all the time. And so that's, if you want like a weird guy, that's your go-to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you have to like play to your strengths.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
He's a trip.
Especially in acting.
He's a trip. If you guys haven't seen Mandy, see that one.
Yeah, I know we recommend that like every single show. It's good though. It's really good.
Yeah.
Got
the poster in the bedroom.
Yeah. I bought you that for Christmas.
I'm telling them that.
It's silk.
Yeah.
It's pretty. Yeah. They actually had like a much nicer one, but like a cooler design. Like it was one that they didn't have like in this country. I guess it was like another country's poster for it. But that one I didn't get that one because it wouldn't have got here in time.
It's all black with fucking fuchsia and shit and weird psychedelic stuff. And
yeah. I like some of the posters that they do. Because sometimes you have these artists that I guess they have permission to like do posters for movies, particularly like older ones and stuff like that, but that aren't anything like the posters that, you know, that accompanied the movie when they came out.
They're doing
like the aftermarket kind of posters. Like I said, I guess you have to get permission to do those, but some of those are like amazing. There are some really, really nice ones. Like you have that one that was
for the thing
that's like really
Sophie said that to him.
Yeah, that's really kick ass. And it's like I have a Shining one too. I have one from Profondo Rosso, Deep Red. But that one, I think that was one of the posters. Like, it's weird because like the U.S. posters, particularly nowadays, well, even shit, even since like the 90s probably, U.S. posters tend to be not all that exciting because they're not real art-based like they used to be. Like now there's just all like
it's all corporate.
Like big floating heads like over a cityscape and shit like that. It's all like photoshopped and stuff. Yeah. Like you don't usually get ones that look like a painting or that look like some weird minimalist kind of...
Yeah, modern stuff's all super corporate. It's been real corporate for a long time.
Like I said, at least since the 90s. Yeah. But I have noticed, though, like I said, I guess because, you know, more people are interested in, like, collecting posters and, like, aftermarket stuff, I have noticed that, like, a lot of the posters, particularly for horror movies and stuff like that, are getting a lot better. The kind of nadir of poster design was probably like mid to late 90s, I think.
I got a feeling all that shit's going to go. I don't think that stuff's going to survive. I mean, I think the only thing keeping traditional movie going, movie going traditions are basically X generation people and maybe some boomers. But it seems like younger people, millennials and younger, they didn't really grow up with any kind of connection to the movies. They're, you know, like, why do I have to watch this here? You know, why can't I see this on my phone? I just don't think that's a tradition that's gonna live much longer. I just can't see it. What could save it? You know what I think might save something like theaters and movies? The drive-in. The drive-in might be, they might understand that a little bit more.
Well, and there are still some drive-ins open, and they do, like, retro type of shit, because there's, like, a huge subsection, you know, of millennials and younger that are into, like, retro shit.
Yeah.
And so your bigger cities can, like, support, like, an indie drive-in.
Something like a drive-in.
And then, you know, they would have, like, a themed double, triple feature, whatever.
See, it's only a matter of time before, you know, fucking millennials realize, now, I don't know, they're not as cool as us, really. We grew up feral, you know, and barely ever saw our parents and shit, you know what I mean? And we were like on our own most of the time, but I'm not even sure if fucking young people even have sex anymore, but that's what fucking the drive-in was all about. It was basically just a damn motel. You could see all the damn cars bouncing.
Well, yeah, because
you looked along the back row and you fucking see your buddy down there and you go, oh, he's back there with Tracy. You know what I mean? Is that car moving? You know, and we're fucking looking and laughing, you know? It was fucking wild.
I used to like the drive-in.
You'd be having sex in the fucking back seat, and your boy's having sex with his girlfriend in the front seat. That's how wild that shit was back then. But I don't know. I don't think kids can handle that nowadays.
I don't know. You sound like a grandpa.
Sound like a grandpa? Like
that. Sound like a grandpa yet.
Because what they
take... These kids today... Rah, 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 rah,
well, they take pictures of it.
This is just really funny to me.
They take pictures of it.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I think they'd be too scared to do it. Maybe, I don't know.
I doubt that very much.
All right.
I grew up in Daytona Beach, which most of you know if you have listened to the show for any time. And we used to have one drive-in in Daytona Beach. It was on Nova Road. And I used to go there as a kid all the time. I remember seeing Scanners there.
Yeah.
I think I saw the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That was like they re-showed it, obviously, because I was only 2 when that shit came out. My parents weren't. Parents weren't that cool. They were taking a 2-year-old to go see Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Do high school kids even have cars nowadays, though?
Well, yeah.
They do? Okay.
Why wouldn't they?
They don't have motorcycles.
They still got to go to fucking school.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
What do you think, they fly or something?
Maybe they take the bus.
They evolved wings in the last couple generations so they can fucking just fly to school. Of course you need a car. I mean, I didn't have a car because I was poor, but you know what I mean? Most of my friends had cars. But yeah, so what else did you have? You know how we're doing music recommendations before? And should we keep doing that? Or can you not think of anything right now?
No, I can't think of anything.
You can't think of anything? Because I was coming in here the other day and I was like, oh, I was taking pictures of my CD collection because I was going to put that up on Instagram. Then I was like, well, shit, we said we were going to do that and then we never even did that. Mm. Oh, well. Well, I did, you know, I hadn't really prepared anything. Well, because like I said, it's Sunday. There's not a hell of a lot going on. I got the matinee show put up. We're still watching Kingdom. So like I said, we probably won't review that for next week's matinee just because we probably won't finish it in time. And, you know, it's easier just to do because there's still there's two seasons and we're still only in the first season. So we'll probably do the platforms because somebody recommended it. Maybe VFW, maybe something else. But I don't know. We'll see how it's going to go. And we're definitely going to do the Kurt Russell movie we're going to do for the movie retrospective on Friday. That's why.
All right.
So it's two different things. The retrospective is the old movie and the matinee is the three new movies.
Okay.
You know, so that's what we're going to do. All right. So this was kind of short and boring, but we just wanted to check in with you guys on Sunday and hope you guys are still all doing okay out there. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.